Hey guys, hold on. Getting too many notifications. So, hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast. You could tell I'm bored, huh? No, I'm just kidding. I don't do podcasts because I'm bored. I just have a little more time now to do them. So, welcome to a rainy... What day is it today? I don't even know. I lost track. Anyway, I'm going to open my backyard window because I need some of this fresh air. Even though it's raining. I don't know if you guys could hear it, but there it is. Anyway, it's rainy, gloomy, and gross, and it's a Tuesday. It's so sad how now I have to think about what day I'm in. Feels like the days are running together. Anyway, so that's not the purpose of this podcast, to complain, but there is a question that I saw one of my Facebook friends posted, and I wanted to copy it and basically plagiarize it and ask it out here. I don't think anyone can answer me, but I can tell you what I probably would do. Well, no, I think you guys can, so y'all can feel free to leave me a message. I believe that's possible, and let me know what you would do. But which would be really cool if I could actually play some of these on the next podcast. I think you can do that. I have to figure out how to do that. Anywho, so his question was, what is the first thing we're going to do when this whole coronavirus is over? I was about to say coronavirus, but let's I don't know why. So what would I do when this is all over? And I've been thinking about that a lot, because that's a big question. And I wonder how things are gonna be once this is over. Meaning, are we gonna be more hesitant to go out? Are we going to be more careful? Our concerts and when you go shopping and movie theaters, are things like that going to be more limited? I mean, we don't know. I feel honestly we're going to be hesitant a little bit, but not as much as I think we are now. But I think we're going to definitely be a lot more careful when going out and doing things. I think everybody's going to be using tons of hand sanitizers and whatnot, although I don't know why we're doing this now when we should have been doing this a long time ago. But hey, maybe it takes something like this for like the world to, you know, change a little bit. But anyway, maybe people are going to be washing their hands a lot more. It's sad to think that this virus is kind of what pushed people to start doing that a lot more. I think everyone's going to be a lot more careful. And there's possibility that even events and movies and restaurants and stores and malls can be a lot more limited as far as how many people they might let in and stuff if it's like that now. We're going to get to a point where we're going to be good, but it's going to take time for sure. So am I going to be one of those hesitant people? Probably. I like to think that I won't be, but it's possible that I could. So I'm not really sure. But what would I do? I definitely think I would go see a movie. Maybe go walk around the mall, shopping a little bit, and maybe go out to eat and just enjoy being out and being amongst people. And I mean, that's what I would do. I would probably go, if I really want to get more specific, let me see, I would probably go to my favorite restaurant. It's a Chinese restaurant in the city of Cerritos, California. It's called Peking Wok. I would buy chow mein and fried rice, and go to a park and probably have a picnic with tons of friends. Then I would probably buy a Costco cake and we'd have cake to celebrate that everything is okay and we're all gonna, you know, get back to normal. That's what I would do. Now, I don't know if I'd do it for sure, but that's my ideal situation. I miss my friends. I feel like I haven't seen them in a long time, and missing my family too, because I haven't seen them in a while. I miss doing a lot of things that I used to do. So, I think that's what I would do. I'd probably go have a Starbucks because it's been a while since I've actually had one. So I'd probably go do that too. And hopefully get back to the normalcy of what was my life before any of this happened. Like, it's hard, especially days like this when it's a little gloomy, you know? But, you just gotta make the best of it and look at it for what it is. And maybe, you know, one time I broke my leg and someone told me, maybe you need this time to relax. Enjoy being home, enjoy not doing a darn thing. And maybe one day after you get better, it means that things are going to be busy for you. You're going to have a busy semester in your school. You're going to be busy. So maybe right now, take the time and rest and take it for what it is, you know? So that's what I'm, you know, when they told me that, I didn't really like that. But then it made sense to me because it's like, well, that's true. And it was. I remember when I got better and actually I went back to school and everything, it was a very, very busy semester. So sometimes I think maybe the universe wants the world to stop because then it'll get crazy busy and, you know, we'll get back to our lives. But yeah, that's what I would do. Have a biggest cake from Costco and just invite my friends and, you know, just celebrate because I haven't seen them in a while. And have some food and do the same thing and go to a park. And I wonder if that social distancing is going to be in place even after. It's hard to imagine how things are going to be. I mean, I can say how I'm going to be, but, you know, I wonder. I know right now, Access Paratransit, which is the transportation I use, they don't have a lot of people riding it right now. And, it's understandable because you just never know where those taxis and vans and have been and how clean they are, you know. It was so interesting that when I called Make Rides, they do tell you that they sanitize and clean the cars, but you just never know being out and about. I mean, at least at home, I know I'm safe. So, that's my question. And I guess it wasn't as big as I was going to try to make it to be. But I can't wait till it's over. I can't wait till this whole lockdown quarantine thing comes to an end. I'm ready to get back to everything that I was doing before. And but in the meantime, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy the peacefulness of not having to do anything or go anywhere and move forward from there. So I'm glad I have this. It's like my little journal. And I'm happy I'm able to share my thoughts with everyone who's listening. So I really appreciate it. What else? It was interesting. On the Facebook post, I saw that people were going to go to restaurants and go visit family too, and go to church and go on trips and just enjoy the outdoors, and those are great things. I love that. What else? Let's see. I really don't like gloomy weather. To me it's a little depressing, but I'm assuming April showers brings May flowers, so this is kind of the month we're in. We're gonna get that rain, but hopefully it goes away and we can get a little sunshine. So yeah, and we're having a lot of rain out here today, so that's kind of where we're at. I wonder what kind of weather other places are having. You know, we're getting that rain and that kind of cold, wintry feeling, when really it's spring. So tonight we're supposed to have a moon, like a full moon. I think it's pink. But I don't think we'll see it out here. We don't have much luck with watching it out here in the Orange County area, because we're not really in the areas where you can see it. But yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. So I will wrap this up and enjoy thinking about that question. What is the first thing y'all are gonna do as soon as this is over, this quarantine stuff is over and the coronavirus is under control and hopefully goes away? What is the first thing you're gonna do when you go out? I hear some people are going to party, and it's craziness, but hey, you know, whatever floats people's boats. I don't judge. I'm probably going to do the same. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.